transfer from skull-based tumors only accessible arts and cultural heritage fund.
FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 32 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive, taking you where you're going to. It might be where you just came from, but that number one question, where you been, huh? Where you been? Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line, I got Mr. Jonathan Mason, and he's representing Next Level Collaborations. And for the listening audience, I'd like to say, let me turn that down. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Q-Bear?
Oh, I'm cooling the gang, the whole group all together. For the listening audience, give us just a little bit about Next Level Collaborations. What exactly is it? What is the purpose? What's going down?
Yes. So thank you for that. Next Level Collaboration is a nonprofit that is using technology to really give us insights to what's going on in our inner city programming, our financial literacy programs, and in the community programs. And what we're really trying to do is focus in and targeting the disparity reduction domains in Hennepin County. And so that's what we're doing. We're using technology and getting those data points and analytics behind what's going on in the city, and then using those resources to target our Black youth.
So when you're talking about financial literacy, and we're also talking about the inner city itself at large and talking about the disparities, what are some of the things that have those big gaps that are existing that we need to know about that you guys are researching and finding out when it comes to Hennepin County?
Yes, absolutely. So Hennepin County has they're called the disparity reduction domains, and basically they're targeting the areas that they know and have highlighted within the African American and brown communities that have been a problem. So, you know, when we're talking about education, we're talking about transportation, we're talking about the digital literacy divide and the financial literacy divide, housing and employment, those areas we're lacking in. And so what, you know, Next Level Collaborations and other partners of ours are doing is really putting the emphasis and targeting those disparity reduction domains to close the gap, especially with Black Americans and with white Americans as well.
So what are some of the things that you think from what you've been seeing and researching and inside that side of it that you think that needs to be worked on, or something that should be put on the front end so that the community at large knows what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. So right now, a lot of us know about the light blue rail that's coming through, but Hennepin County is doing this program with Mei Zhang. She's the leader and director of the disparity reduction domains in Hennepin County. But really, right now, we're focusing on the education aspect of it and giving our youth, Black youth, the literacy that they need, whether it's digital literacy or financial literacy. And this financial literacy is so helpful for them because it sets them up within our system of capitalistic system, in the right frame of mind when it comes to banking in communities that are underbanked, and being able to target, you know, the economic disparity that Black folks in America have been facing for, you know, for 400 years.
So what do you think is the biggest thing that's causing this big gap, and not just in Hennepin County, but at large, because it's not just a local thing, but it's a national thing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I and others have kind of narrowed down in looking at the root of the problem is really, how are we giving accreditation to education and getting the people the necessary education that is needed for them to be able to attain the employment or start that business that they've always wanted to start, to be able to be economically driven within the system, to be able to flourish like everybody else? And that's the biggest thing, is being able to get the knowledge to be able to do the work that is needed within our own communities and get paid for it to help, you know, our families, the generations before us and after us. And so really it's the emphasis on getting this work into the hands of our youth and the young adults that are coming up.
So now if someone's listening right now and they're hearing and gathering all the information that you're saying and they like to be a part of or they like to find out more information, do you have a website, a phone number, or anything of social media? Talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Q-Bear. We are, you can go to Next Level Collaborations with the S.org. That's nextlevelcollaborations.org. You can email me directly at jmason@nextlevelcollaborations.org, or you can shoot me a call at 763-923-1430, and I would love to talk to you, work with you, and get you and your children and the youth into these programs so we can see this economic development within our community, especially on the north side, Q-Bear.
Now, Brother Jason, Jonathan Mason,
yes, sir.
If by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know what? I just want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to be able to talk about this inner city programming and in these financial literacy programs and really want to reach out to everybody on the air and say, hey, it is our time to all work together to be able to, you know, really build this envisioned beautiful community that we all want. And I think the opportunity is here and we have the state of Minnesota to help us. So let's all come together with these great ideas to get this accomplished.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Jonathan Mason and representing Next Level Collaborations. If you like more information, you want to hit Next Level Collaborations with an S.org. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, no doubt about it. 38 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Keep it right where it's at, where the listening is definitely good. A little bit of Nicki Minaj and everybody. On KMOJ. Hey, no doubt. Great job. Great job.